I have a dream, a song to sing, to help me cope with anything.
We're here for the wedding.
You are expecting us.
Oh my God, yeah. Yes. Not exactly.
And I found my mom's diary.
And I have three possible fathers.
And I have to tell two of them they're surplus only.
Which two? I sent the invites. My mom doesn't know anything.
You're a little minx, you know. You're just like your mother.
Oh,
you always knew how to make an entrance.
Having fun already?
Oh, we are.
I used to have fun.
Oh, we knew.
Mamma mia, now I really know. My mind, I should not have let you go.
Hello and welcome to Tim's take on Mamma Mia, the movie. A film that before I even saw it, I dubbed the sunniest film of the summer. And, as I was heading to the cinema this afternoon, it was raining, and now I'm stood here having seen the film. The sun is out, it's shining, and it's a lovely sunny early August day. I'm going to have to give this film 5 out of 5. I've seen the West End musical version of Mamma Mia as well, and well, I thought this was even better. It brought the story to life by actually filming it on a Greek island. I know a little bit about the background of behind the scenes of this film, and they went round Hollywood trying to get big budget funding for it, and in the end the only person who coughed up was Tom Hanks, who is one of the executive producers on the film. And so it ended up being this sort of British-American co-production, and so rather than a all British cast like you'd get in the West End, you have a sort of British-American cast. But it was absolutely excellent, and Meryl Streep is a revelation. I never knew she was such a good singer. And Colin Firth is not a brilliant singer, but he's perfectly adequate. And it's so it's so funny. It's a very funny film. Was a largely female audience, and you could just feel all the emotion at various points in the film. Everyone laughed at the right moments, and there was sort of feelings of shock and general empathy with various emotional bits of the plot. And it's very, very silly, but that's where the laughs come from. And if you're going to see it, hang around and watch the end credits, because it just gets sillier and funnier at that point. But it didn't disappoint, and as I said, 5 out of 5 from me, certainly. I mean, the plot fits the songs extremely well, and I'm going to end up going home and buying the soundtrack. When I saw the West End version, I bought the soundtrack as well, because I'm an ABBA fan, and hearing other versions of ABBA songs, I'm just a sucker for it, I think. The songs are, in the words of film critic Mark Kermode, bulletproof. He also said of this film that it goes somewhere through bad taste and comes out the other end being good. And I think that's rather unkind. I thought it was a good film. Didn't have the massive budget of some of the Hollywood musicals of recent years, but definitely worth seeing. So, yes, gets my recommendation.